This is a competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend.
Wanna be on?
You gotta be bad. You gotta be hard. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be tough.
You gotta be cool.
You gotta stay together. I finished Pen 15, everybody. And now I'm nostalgic for the 2000s.
Oh, God, that show fucked me up.
My God.
Oh, my God.
It had me, like, rooting for the 30-year-old girl and the 13-year-old boy to be together.
Right.
The felony.
Yeah, same. Yeah, same the entire time. God, yes. And I'm glad you...
It's so good.
And I'm glad you chose that song to kick
off this episode. Oh, yeah, I had to. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. Well, also that I went out last night with Alley Cat and Alex, and that one was playing. And Alley Cat was like, you haven't finished Pen 15 yet. That's the last song you'll hear on it. And then I went to bed and finished the show and was like, I am complete. Thank you so much.
I am complete.
Anyway, hello and welcome
this is a Pen 15
to the America's
podcast.
Next Top Best Friend podcast. My name is Hillary Sussman, coming to you from Chicago, as always. And I'm here with the gorgeous, eclectic, enigmatic, pink headphone wearing Amanda Mitchell.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm killing it. As always, killing the game.
Oh, great. How's your week been?
Long. I mean, it starts all over again soon, but, like, it's just, it's going to be a weird period next 2 weeks, so they're weird for me. Next week's going to be pretty strange for me. Yeah, it's a lot of emotional transitions in the Mitchell world this week. You know, no big deal. No big deal.
That's why we're doing this, to distract you from it.
Girl.
I'm here for you, across state lines.
Thank you. Thank you for literally reaching your hand out.
Into the camera.
Gonna help.
Take hold.
Yes.
What are we talking about this week, Amanda?
Oh my God, Hillary, we're starting cycle 16. I can't believe we've done 16 seasons of this show.
I can't believe I remember watching this freshman year in my dorm room.
Was this?
Of college.
That makes sense. Like,
that is 9 years ago.
I'm pretty sure I watched, I mean, yeah, because I watched this in my campus choir department, but, like, I remember, I feel like this was one of the seasons where I kind of decided I wasn't going to watch, like, I wasn't going to watch anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I caught,
then
like, I caught, like, a Saturday, like, Oxygen marathon, and I was like, yes, oh, I am in, bitch.
This was the last season I ever saw until we started up again with, like, 23. But, yeah, this was...
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched it since, truly, because there's certain girls I remember, but Michaela...
Gorgeous.
Dahlia,
gorgeous.
Andre, like, all these people that I was like, I have no recollection of these girls. And Michaela is drop-dead gorgeous.
Same. I mean, same. Like, I look at her and I think same. Like, damn. Oh, my God.
Like, it's crazy. Like, Alexandria, Molly, Brittany, Jacqueline, I kind of remembered all of them, but wow.
I think as a collection, this is my favorite group of girls. Like, model-esque, like, all of these girls could work, I think.
Oh, I agree.
Like, I think all of them could work.
This is the most workable group.
The most workable group ever. Yes. Possibly ever, honestly.
Yeah.
Because,
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
I don't think the girls in College Edition were not, no. Like, but I think that in this case, it's very interesting because, like, all these girls could work, but also none of them have personalities, and we also don't know anything about them, because we are robbed of casting week. And this season, the kind of proves why you need a casting week, because I'm not invested into any of these girls so far, and I've seen this before.
No, that's so true. That is a big factor in caring, like, introducing the girls, because we need to care about them before they get into the house,
yeah,
who we're rooting for.
Right.
Otherwise, it's going to take a few episodes.
But it's like, yeah, it's like, and we don't get any, it's like I missed casting week. And yeah, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if we don't get one next season, because next season is All Stars.
Oh.
I don't think we get one for British Invasion. So we might get one for Cycle 19, but I think they go on a reprieve for casting weeks for a while.
Damn.
I know, tragique.
Tragique.
And, like, it's like, I don't get it. No, I want Casting Week. Because it just feels like I don't know anything about these girls. I don't know anything about their lives. And they all just seem, like, catty and mean.
Like, yeah.
All of them.
Honestly. They do. Mm-hmm. Except for, like, Jacqueline.
I love Jacqueline so much. She's the narrator of this season, first of all.
She absolutely is. She's the Sunday of the season. Mm-hmm.
She's the Sunday of the season, for sure. And she's, like, the girl who might not actually ever have a modeling career, but, like, is so entertaining that you keep her around. Because she's so great. I also really like Dominique for that same reason. Like, Dominique, I feel like, is the girl who, like, has a ton of personality and probably could have been a narrator of the season if she was a better model. You know?
Fair.
But.
Fair.
This season, it's a powerhouse of faces and good models.
Yes, I agree.
So, I think going in, I've seen this season. I don't think I've rewatched it since I've seen it. So, this is all kind of fresh to me again. And, like, going in right now, even though I know what happens, and I, like, remember what happens, Brittany's edit's very interesting. Like, they love her, they, like, really double down on how much they love her, because considering that, like, they turn on her, like, full 180.
Oh, I can't wait.
Later on. Yeah. Because well, she fucks
this
up.
This season was created to emotionally manipulate and torture young women.
True.
Starting off with a full scene taken from The Office when Michael Scott fake fires Pam, and then it's like, just kidding. Stay. And then it's like, and then I'm gonna fake hire this other guy, but then really I'm firing him. Mm-hmm. And that's what Tyra does to a group of women. Thinking it's okay.
Setting it up, it sets off on such a weird tone. And that weird tone never dissipates for the rest of the season. No.
And that's the theme of the entire show, mm-hmm. is that tone.
Yep. So episode one.
I don't think this is okay.
No, this is not. This is emotional torture. Unreal level emotional torture.
Episode one, the title is Erin Wasson.
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 Even though it's Wasson.
So it's Tyra doing her reel.
My first note is literally Tyra's audition reel.
And it's her portraying, like, the types of girls we've seen audition for this show. And we get, like, a blonde basic bitch who's mm-hmm. like, I won't cut my hair. Mm-hmm. Can't make me.
A goth girl who's like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know how to smile.
She looked just like Ashley from Degrassi.
She looked just like Ashley from Degrassi. Like, after she gets her post-drugs gothic makeover.
Yeah, after she does E for the first time.
For the only time. Loses all of her friends and ends up with them.
And then becomes goth.
A goth. And then, like, makes sense with Ellie.
What a character arc.
No, okay, but then she makes sense with Ellie, who I was about to say, who has the worst character arc in all of Degrassi.
Well, she's just a bad actress. Love you, Stacey.
Sorry, I love you, Stacey, and I love it when you show up on things, but girl,
you're not an actress.
Ellie, even though Stacey Farber has the tiniest acting bone in her body, she was still, her character was still assassinated, because she went from, like, a sad girl with, like, mom issues to, like, just being obsessed with Craig Manning.
Oh my god, yes.
And not wanting to date Jimmy after because he was paralyzed. Ellie was dick.
Ellie was a dick, but I wanted to be Ellie because she had red hair. And I mean, I was underrepresented.
You were underrepresented on Degrassi? I had liberty. Think about the people I had. I had Liberty and Hazel, bitch.
Hazel!
I had new one.
You're right. Okay, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so Tyra in this opening reel looks like is wearing her Diane Keaton outfit. Like, fedora.
I wrote another Annie Hall outfit. I don't know who, and I believe it is one of the exact same outfits that she wore.
I know, I think we've seen this outfit before. I definitely think, I feel like it was the same day.
High waist trousers, mm-hmm. a fedora.
Right.
Except a way better wig.
A way better wig. That cute, like, short wig that she's wearing that looks great.
A little shag cut. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
It's great. But, yeah, we also see her being the ghetto girl with an ANTM tattoo.
Angora, Nylandra, something.
I zoned out. I blacked out.
And thank God you did. You were saving yourself. That's called self-care.
Yeah. Basically,
And then, I don't know why, but Tyra takes off her fedora and is like, now we're gonna transition to ultimate Twitter star prankster Ashton Kutcher. And she puts on a trucker hat and it's like, punk, this is in 2010, but I know punk ended.
Punk was over by this point. Like,
punk was over in like 2005.
Hold on, I'm gonna look it up. When did punk end? Because, yes, like,
please look it up. Or even, this made me even so uncomfortable.
By, even if it was still on TV, it was not hosted by Ashton Kutcher. You know?
They did an Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore couples thing with the twins on Cycle 7. So that's how far back.
Yeah, that's true. Least. That's a good ass point. Let's see. I mean, according to IMDb, it was not until 2015, but I find this hard to believe. Yeah, no, but 2003 like to 2007. So yeah. The original was 2003 to 2007, and then it was revived in 2012.
It has been over for it at least over. 4 years at this point.
That is really embarrassing. That is like, that's like a reach.
Humbling for her.
Do your arms hurt, Tyra, from reaching?
God. So she's like, first order of business, rejection. It's time to break them. And she's like, we will make the girls think they're going home. We will torture them. And we will fly them to LA and they think they're having a regular casting call.
Yeah. They literally basically have them do a what's considered to be like, you know, a casting week.
They do a runway walk on a airplane runway.
Yeah, exactly. I have a note from Nick that, yes, by the way, so what do you think happened? Like, what do you think happened to the other girls who thought they made it?
Oh, jeez. Well, they were told they didn't, and they were flown home.
Yeah, basically. But, like, they were pissed. They were so pissed.
Yeah.
They literally thought that, like, it was happening for them. So, like,
it's extremely fucked up, and it makes sense that we don't hear any more from them. Mm-hmm. We don't get any crying confessionals from them. No. Because you know they're so pissed.
Yeah, and according to Angelia and Dominique, they never saw the girls again after they left. It's like they just what sent them to off. Them? Like, I mean, Nick sent me pictures of all of them. A lot of them worked.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Good for them.
Dare that.
They're dead.
But this is so fucked up. I can't get over how fucked up this is.
No, I have the note over and over again, like, Tyra's lost her mind.
This is sociopathic.
Who convinced her this was a good idea? How did this...
This is so
how
mean.
How did this manifest? How did this manifest? How did she think it was gonna be okay?
I'd be baffled. I'd be baffled. Like,
so the Jays evaluate, and it's like totally like a normal casting week, except before they would have their like one-on-one auditions.
Yeah,
they just already decide who's staying, and the Jays come out and they're like, okay, we gave you an envelope. If you have a picture in there, congratulations, and if you don't, stay here. So all the girls that have a picture in there, the losers, are like screaming, woo! And cheering, and they leave, never to be seen again.
Literally.
And then the like other girls... into a bush. It just kept saying, this is so fucked up. This is so fucked up.
So, yeah.
So a PA takes them to an elevator and is like, grab your bags.
You're leaving.
And Jacqueline goes, our luggage was plunked on the ground like we were nothing. And I was like, that's nothing. How luggage is handled.
Oh, yeah, where do you think luggage goes, Jacqueline? Like, God. But
so they're standing on a stair landing with, like, construction paper taped all around them. Like, they're on a set of a movie.
Yeah, it's very clearly a fake wall. Like, it's not it's not a well-done fake wall.
No.
And so, basically, and Tyra comes down those stairs wearing the craziest shirt I have ever seen her wear. And
absolutely.
What was this?
It was like a mushroom. Lisa Vanderpump pussy bow, but it was blue leopard print.
It was blue leopard print, but it was like it looked like it was a mushroom. Like it looked, they had like big puffy sleeves, no. And yes. The chest was puffy, but like it was fitted in the waist area.
Thank God Andre wasn't there to see that.
What?
The male what? Andre.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, yeah, we're going to do that for the first episode. The male Andre, yes.
Andre.
And she's so, like...
Yes, go ahead.
I just want you to know that... Doesn't, like, you're like, oh, just because you're going home doesn't mean it's over. You're never far from home.
Because I'm in your home!
Oh, Jesus, Tyra.
Sorry, I just yelled into the mic, guys.
Pack your bags, girls, because you're in your home.
Yeah, and the wall falls, and the girls all scream, and, yeah, like, Dahlia collapses. Like, I love the fact that she just, like, is so overwhelmed.
It's horrible. Oh, and I just kept, like, I just kept thinking about the other girls and was like, what happened to them? Were they in, like, an alternate universe room where they thought they were in their home and then the walls dropped and they were in the airport, like, and they were like you're going home.
Imagine what that conversation was like. Where they're literally like, so that was a lie.
And you know Tyra didn't handle them again. No. After that. You know a PA had to tell them.
This is so fucked up. And be put in witness
protection.
Like, oh my god. Like, they literally had to be like, so, guys, we know you think that you just made America's Next Top Model, but.
No.
And the worst part is, it's not even like these girls have a chance to come back, and they couldn't be like, oh, we'll just keep you on for Cycle 17, because Cycle 17 was All Stars.
Exactly.
Like.
And then every other season has a theme.
Yeah. Until, like, a college edition, which is basically, like, Tyra being like, we want girls, but in college. Like, it's the biggest reach. Like, it's like, Tyra, I guess, but it's like, she's like, because basically after Cycle 16, Tyra made the declaration that we were never getting a standard season of America's Next Top Model again, which was
then
proven.
What was Cycle 23?
That was the reboot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the rules don't apply.
And that's because I was about to say, okay, like, it's like, which was clearly disproven because we've had two. Well, we've had one Cycle standard season, and then whatever the mess that Cycle 24 tried to be was.
Jesus Christ.
I remembered that season, like, a few days ago, and I got irrationally angry.
Yeah, well, I blocked it out until we interviewed Nicole, and then we were talking about the whole thought behind the cycle of having non-traditional models.
Yeah.
And then eligible, and then picking, like, the most idealized version of a model as the winner.
Yeah. Yeah, and the same thing with Nicole. It's like, you're the tallest girl in the short season to win.
Yeah.
Like, I had to ask.
So Tyra explains the house to them, and there's no theme. She's just like, it's cycle 16, so all the pictures in the house of me are when I was 16. And then she leaves.
Tyra. There's That's so the much non-resolution in this.
Oh my god, you're right.
Because also they introduced the bed thing. Like, there's 12 beds and 14 girls, but didn't they bring it up and nothing. We never find out what happens. We never find
oh my
out
god, you're right.
Where they slept.
That's so fucking funny. Yeah, they're missing two beds. I think it's like Dominique and Monique.
Yeah. Who you know Monique ain't gonna happen.
No, you know Monique's not sleeping on the couch. She's high maintenance.
She's high maintenance.
I thought I was going to hate her because she says like a lot, which I'm probably guilty of as well.
Monique is
a
bitch.
But I love her.
She's a bitch.
She's like a Megan Fox bitch, mm-hmm. But then she's also good at modeling, mm-hmm. So I'm like, I can't be mad.
She reminds me of Megan Fox in This Is 40.
Who is she in This Is 40?
Was she in This Is 40? Yeah, she was in This Is 40. Yeah, she's like the hot assistant girl in This Is 40. She's great. Oh,
I don't even remember.
She's like, it's like, it was like.
I was getting more of a Jennifer's Body vibe.
Oh, I mean, that too. Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, yeah.
But or like, perhaps an Olsen
honestly,
Twins
are we gonna say
in the sun?
Are you going to say a Holiday in the Sun era Megan Fox? A pre-nose job Megan Fox.
In this winter break, I want Jordan.
She's that's even worse than that. Award-winning I want Jordan.
I want Jordan. We have to get through this episode. We've both lost our minds, dear listeners. We had very long nights. We had very rough days.
Roof days.
I'm flying to New Orleans tomorrow. Ugh. I'm going to be there all week for Mardi Gras, so it's going to get rougher.
We got to get through this. Oh, my God.
Okay, yes, we have to get through this.
Okay, anyway. So basically, go on.
We learned Britney's from a trailer park.
Yes. And the house automatically, like, it's like, these girls didn't like each other from the get-go. Like, it's pretty clear these girls, like, did not like each other from the very beginning.
I don't see anybody vibing, for real.
No. Like, and it's, like, immediately, Dominique is trying to, like, call for order. Alexandria's not having it.
No.
Like,
Alexandria's being condescending to anybody that will listen to her.
And that's Alexandria's problem. I have nothing, I don't see anything wrong with Alexandria, and sometimes she's right. But, like, she's like, just don't say it that way, you know? Just don't say it that way.
She doesn't know how to express herself.
She doesn't, and she's also way too young to be talking to anybody like that.
No, she's 21, so she can sit down.
Yep.
Oldest person this season is Dominique at 20. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Kasia. Kasia?
Kasia's like 24, right?
Kasia. She's 26.
Oh, damn. Okay.
She's my age.
Cute.
And then the youngest is Andre at 18.
Yeah, I remember that because I was like, damn. And then Brittany, right?
And then Sarah's all, or, oh, sorry. Okay, yes. Let's have this
conversation. Guys, let's talk about Sarah. So we have done our research, and Sarah now lives as a trans male.
Named George.
So out of respect for George and George's pronouns and their life and, you know, to be respectful, we will refer to George as George for the entirety of their run on this show.
With male pronouns.
With male pronouns. I'm going to use they, them pronouns because I don't
want to. Gender fluid pronouns.
Yeah, I don't want to make an assumption.
Perfect.
But I'm just we're just trying to be as respectful as possible. And this is basically what we were advised to do, which is great. So just going forward, just so you know, but we'll do this in the next episode too, just in case you forget. But anyway, Tyra Mill?
So George is 18, second youngest. And then Monique and Brittany and Jacqueline are like all 19. So cute. Yeah, cute. Everybody else is in between there.
Okay. So this is, I mean, that's a wide range in ages though. Like 26 and then like,
wow. And then everybody else is pretty young. Yeah.
It's pretty young. Poor Kasia. Damn.
Poor Kasia.
Can you imagine, I mean, that's, yeah, I can't imagine hanging around with that many 20, like an 18-year-old at this stage of my life. Oh my God.
No.
Yuck. No, sorry, any 18-year-olds listening to this podcast, but yuck.
Tyra Mail.
Let's get the ball rolling, shall we? So, the girls are like, Jacqueline's like, I think we're going to a ball or a bowling alley.
Sorry, Jacqueline. They go to a mansion in Malibu. And Aaron Wasson. And Mr. J are there to greet them.
Yep.
And they're like, Aaron is now a stylist and a jewelry designer, as well as a supermodel. And the girls learn they're going to do a runway show wearing Alexander Wang.
It's T by Alexander Wang. They can't walk in real Alexander Wang. and they're going to be walking on a 12-inch wide runway over water. Runway. I know, it's very hard to say. over water in a plastic bubble filled with, like glitter and confetti shit. And Miss J comes out and walks and demonstrates, and it's iconic as ever. I love this challenge so much.
I think this is the heels one is my most uncomfortable. I think is my second.
I love it because it's like, I mean, because I think I love it because everyone does moderately well. It's not like on Australia's Next Top Model when like three girls fall and one of them is literally like just floating like around in a pool.
I love that. I like it because Brittany slays.
Yeah.
I just can't wait for Brittany to get a haircut also.
I know.
It's really hard to look
at. One of my favorite makeovers.
Louise Brooks.
Yeah. But I love this challenge because it's stupid. It's unrealistic. But it makes me laugh because it's just like if you Dominique it and just go along with it and know that you look stupid, you're gonna, like, everyone comes, like, I don't find this cringeworthy. I find this, like, actually, like, something just to laugh at because it's stupid. Like, Jim Carrey dumb.
Mm.
Mm.
So Russell James is their photographer, and he's going to be doing a backstage shoot of the girls getting ready.
And we get a not so subtle Russell James book club book pug. Did you see that?
No.
He's literally like, in my book, Russell James by Russell Jamesy James. I have that's a whole so section stupid. Dedicated to backstage photographs. And then we see, like, a photo of, like, we see, like Kasha and, like, Dahlia and, like, a few other girls, like, looking through the book, like, turning the page, like, and then, like, a shot from underneath that slowly pans up to the book. Come on. It's a commercial.
Oh, stupid.
It was so bad. Anyway. Yeah, so the photo, I mean, I didn't take any notes in the photo shoot. I really didn't, because there was
just that, like, Alexandria pushes her upper lip out. I mean, yeah. She does that a lot. Mm. Molly was a band geek, and she's very competitive. Hannah's the poor man's Anna Lee.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we vote to call her Hannah Lee for the rest of the season?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. Okay,
my God, are you a writer or something?
What, am I just, like, witty or something?
Hannah Lee. You're so fucking funny. Angelia is, like, an army brat. And then we learned that Aaron Wesson.
Wesson.
I'm never going to remember.
You're never going to
is going to be the guest judge.
Yes.
So, be nervous.
Yeah, I guess this is the only time we ever learned anything about these girls, you know?
Yeah, this is exactly what I mean, because we didn't get a casting week, so we're just getting little tidbits. Yeah.
Like, think about a Cycle 6 where we never knew that Joni was a cage dancer.
Exactly.
Imagine!
She's a preacher's daughter and a cage dancer.
Imagine!
Like there's so many nuances to these girls that we still don't know.
That we have been robbed of. These are more than just models, these are women.
These are women.
We're independent.
Basically, you can't even really see the outfits because they're in, like, a dusty plastic bubble with confetti.
Mm-hmm. And the outfits are also, like, taupe and, like, brown.
Earth tones.
Earth tones. They all look like poop. It's, like, Yeezy season 14.
Like, yes! Oh my God, yes.
And, like, they are... And, yeah, so it's kind of like... Okay, right. Yeah, so they... And also they're walking on water with grass in the background. It's like everything blends in. Like, it's like...
No. It's not great. Andre falls. And I just... It's hard to watch because when they do fall, they all smack the back of their head on the 12-inch runway, which I feel like is made of metal. And I don't know what kind of cushioning the bubble provides.
I don't know.
I can't imagine much.
But I love the fact that when Andre falls, Jay just goes, "Be fabulous!"
She was waiting for it to happen.
I know. George stumbles also, but like...
Mm-hmm. But then, like, crouches down, touches the runway... And does a gymnastic landing.
Like, sticks it. Stick it. That's what I would do, too.
Dahlia walks so painstakingly slow.
Oh, my God. I was crying watching her walk.
But I was like, I'd rather do that than fall. Mm. No offense.
Brittany walks like she's just on a runway. Like, she, like it's Brittany like 12-inch what? Slays.
She just kills it.
Ugh. I love her, and I'm also on her side in that Alex, the drama that happens later on in the season, just to let y'all know.
I don't remember anything, but I can't.
Don't worry. I mean, I'm not on her side. I think that she's wrong, but I think that the judges, like, made an example of her. SARS.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Great. Can't wait.
And
Dominique also falls.
But she doesn't fall. She, like, falls.
Like, she falls, and then she tries to get up, but she falls again, and she flaps around. And I don't know how these girls are expected to get out, and I feel like somebody must have, like, had to drag them to the side of the pool.
Yeah. Somebody must
have... Because how?
Because it's like... you must be like a hamster in a ball. Like a
exactly. Then we get feedback afterwards.
I would love this. The feedback is basically everyone was wretched.
Except Brittany. That's exactly what I have.
And I don't understand why they bothered doing their hair, because they were in an inflated ball, which was, like, had air full of it. So these wound up being static messes by the end of it. Everyone looked terrible.
Everybody looked terrible. Mm-hmm. Everybody's gifted a piece of jewelry for no reason.
Wasson. Yeah, instead of giving the winner a prize, they're just like, everybody gets a prize, because what? Millennials.
Yeah.
I don't believe in any of that bullshit, but still.
Power male.
Is that Tyra Mail?
Yeah. Oh, it was just that, I think, judging. Oh,
yeah, just judging. Pre-panel is on is Tyra wearing an Andre Leontelli t-shirt. And to which I say...
Yeah, she's, like, wearing a very casual t-shirt, jeans, boots combo. She finally got out of her Annie Hall suit.
Yeah, finally. God. She's like, it's cycle 16. I'm ditching that look. I'm going for something more casual this time. We have a new judging room.
Yes,
we do. Brand new. Completely different. I think it's this stays the judging room until college edition. I'm almost certain it stays. Yeah, I think it's like this until college edition, and then it goes all white, whitey, white, white, white. Yeah, so it's like this for two more seasons. And Aaron Wesson is the guest judge. And the judge, the prizes this season are a modeling contract with IMG Models, a fashion spread in Vogue Italia, and both a cover and spread in Beauty in Vogue, and will be featured on Vogue.it, as well as a $100,000 contract with CoverGirl Cosmetics. Ta-da! So more like $67,000 after taxes.
Oh, jeez. It's true. Mm-hmm.
It's all true.
So we begin with Alexandria.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, you have amazing bone structure. It's so raw. Mm-hmm. She's just got her head back while a makeup artist is working on her hair. And it's
looks gorgeous. Beautiful. Yeah. Dahlia has natural beauty in spades, but she's not doing, like, the, like, unaware-aware-thica thing, basically. It's like, I know you're taking my photo. I'm going to make you think about it. Like, I'm going to make it look like you don't know. I don't know. But I know you're taking my photo. And that's what all of these girls are missing. They just think they're just, like, standing there being pretty.
Yeah, they just think their beauty is enough and they don't have to try.
That's my biggest issue with the season. Feels like a lot of those girls.
Yeah. Well, then Nicole comes up and I was like, who? I don't remember. I have absolutely no memory.
Nunzo.
Like, until this moment. Not even literally. In this episode.
Did she even say anything in this episode? Like, I feel like we saw her cry early in the episode, and that was it.
But then I get an explanation as to why she is on the show, which is Tyra goes, oh, I found you on my website. And she plugs away.
But she doesn't say what website it is. She doesn't say Tyra.com. She just says her website. Tyra, bad branding.
We know what it is.
Bad branding.
So they're like, you look 15 years older in your picture, which is not good.
Not good. The Renee factor.
The Renee factor.
But I mean, actually, no, the Renee factor is if you look old in your photos and you've been fucked over by the makeover, which makes you look older. That's the Renee factor.
True.
Like,
there is a girl who photographed,
like, it would be the Robin conundrum, I guess, would be the girl who looks old and photographs old.
Mm.
So that Robin's from Cycle 1. But,
you know. Who else got a mom haircut?
Celia.
Oh, yes. absolutely. So then we got George. No,
yeah.
And
George.
They're like, you're not really exuding anything.
Yeah.
You're just standing there.
So many of them are just standing there.
They're just all standing there. Yeah. Just being like, I'm hot. Hello.
Hey, I'm hot. Take my photo. I'm hot.
Andre, I really actually like. Beautiful. She's like sitting in a makeup chair, gripping the arms. Looking nervous as hell.
I loved it. Angelia.
Which is the first emotion we've seen. So.
Angelia.
Congratulations.
Who? Oh,
why? Why is she in her face?
Why all the hair? Like, Miss J said it like a few seasons ago. If you can't, model with hair in your face.
No.
You can't. And she's hiding behind all of her hair. I don't understand why they picked this photo of her.
I don't either. I don't understand a lot of them.
Same.
Including Nicole's. Hannah's in, like, a group shot with the other girls, but she stands out.
Mm-hmm.
And they call her a young Jennifer Aniston.
Who does Alexandria look like?
Oh, right. We got that comment.
I think she looks like Cameron Diaz.
I see Cameron Diaz. There's somebody else, too, though.
I feel like she looks like Cameron... If Cameron Diaz... No, I was gonna say Cameron Diaz...
Jennifer Lawrence.
Kind of. Yeah, that, like, flatness, that wideness, and that flatness...
And the mouth. We'll get there.
We will dig deeper. We have what?
Eight first episodes? Impressions. Yeah.
Yeah. But first impressions is Cameron Diaz. Young Cameron Diaz. Like, before Nose Job Cameron Diaz. Like, the mask Cameron Diaz.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So, then we get Kasia.
Kasha. Kasha.
Okay, okay, thank you. Sorry.
Think Kesha, but...
Kasha.
Asha.
So yes. They're like, you have no personality in this photo. And you're a plus-size model, so you have to do better than this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're doubling down on that. Monique. My God.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
She is Shalom Harlow.
Seriously. Like, as soon as they said that, I literally Googled Shalom Harlow and looked at photos of her for, like, at least for, like, 20 minutes. Because I love Shalom Harlow, and I have since I was a child. Like, it was her and Cindy Crawford that I was, like, obsessed with. And, like...
She's stunning.
Have you seen that video of Shalom Harlow in Versace? Like, they came out, like, went viral a few months ago. Oh, it's, like, her... Because she's, like, the face of the new Versace campaign for 2019. And she... And it's her, like, modeling in that photo. And it's just, like... Literally, it's just, like, her dancing. And she just, like, hits it. Like, and she, like... Every time she, like, the camera slaps, it's, like, the camera flashes, she, like... Like, it's, like, bam. It's, like, what? Like, it's, like, watch that girl model. Like, that's a model working, bitch. I loved it. I'll send it to you. It's pretty great.
Thank you.
Michaela.
They're, like, you look like the new It Girl.
She...
And she's literally just sitting there, just, like, huh? Like...
Her face
is just so pretty.
Her face. I want to hit her.
Take a bad photo.
I don't understand how she exists in the world. Like, I don't.
I know.
I don't.
Know what happened to Michaela.
We are so lucky to have Michaela. Like, Michaela's one of the prettiest girls,
eyebrows,
I think.
Her eyebrows, her jawline. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible.
One of the best girls this show has ever had. Period. Yeah. Ever. Yep. Like, I would put her top 10 in my favorite faces on this show.
My God, that's a bonus episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, of your favorite, just your favorite faces. Oh, totally. Yeah, we should do that.
Dominique, they're like, this is not striking.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Right.
You no personality,
mm-hmm.
Which but, we know you have because you showed us when you fell in the bubble.
Exactly. Jacqueline's shot is luscious and gorgeous, but her film, not consistent. She only had one good photo.
Yep.
Shrug.
Molly, they're like, what are you wearing? She has, like, a scarf tied around a tank top. It's weird.
2011 was a weird time, fashion-wise. Didn't know what we were doing. Like,
I remember wearing tie-dye shorts at one point.
I remember...
I don't know.
I had linen cargo shorts. It was a bad look. Like, it was a bad time for us.
It was rough, yes.
And I like 90s fashion.
Rompers over tights.
Oh, rompers over tights. One of the worst looks I ever wore. Oh my God. Yeah, that was a big one.
But
shorts over tights.
Yeah, anything mm-hmm. anything over tights other than a skirt or a dress was not.
That was also 50% because we lived in Kalamazoo. And it was so fucking cold.
And we wanted to go out.
Yeah, it was like you had to leave the house and you had to wear shorts. If you wanted to wear an outfit, you had to wear tights underneath it. Even if it was pants.
Yeah, sometimes. I've definitely done that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Molly, they're like, but your picture is amazing. And it's
gorgeous.
Like dynamic mm-hmm. and there's movement and wind in the hair.
Brittany is. She does the most when she walks up. The judges are like, what? What are you wearing? Because what is she wearing?
She has, like, a peacock feather comb in her hair.
Marvelous Mrs. Moon? No.
They just need to cut her hair off. I'm ready.
Yeah. You have never been so ready for a makeover.
I know, because I just... Because she's already so good.
Mm-hmm. It's like, her makeover really does just elevate her from, like... Ugh. And even... Because, you know, they do two makeovers this season. They
do. Right, because Molly, they give her that poodle.
No, well, yeah, they do that. But then they also do, like, right before the final judging, they do, like, they literally do a final, like, makeover.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh my God, I don't even remember.
It is insane, and it makes both of them look amazing.
Oh, I can't wait.
Amazing!
So then, deliberation.
I'm so sorry. This stuff is going to be so long. I'm so distracted.
It's okay. Alexandria, great bone structure. Mm-hmm.
Of the moment, great face. Dahlia, she has no idea. She has no idea what she's doing, though. Nicole has a mouth that looks like a cat's butthole. But yeah, he says bottom, but he means butthole. He means butthole.
I could not believe he said that.
Well, he's, I mean, funny. Either. I was like, Nigel! Who?
Like, don't say that about a, this poor girl. George is quirky. Mm-hmm. Andre's approachable and sweet.
Angelie wouldn't get booked in a face like that, according to Nigel. Shade. Hannah Lee pops in a group of people, but Nigel doesn't think that she's a model. Kasha doesn't do anything in her photo, but Andre Leontali's like, I want to see more.
Monique's eyes tell a story. Michaela's a cover girl.
Yeah, she can work, bitch. Dominique has great beauty, but needs something, an energy. I don't know what I wrote. My notes.
Jacqueline's sweet as sweet tea on a front porch in the south.
Molly has an invisible wind machine because she got wind in her cheekbones. She got wind in her eyes. She got wind in her hair. She got wind up her butthole everywhere.
Up her butthole. up her butthole. That's what I said. Finger popping each other's assholes. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Brittany, amazing bone structure. It's, like, soft, but the light still hits it in a way that, like, makes it edgy.
Yeah. Great. Call in order?
Yes.
Molly. Brittany. Alexandria. Michaela. Dahlia. Hannah Lee. Andre. Monique. Nicole. Kasha. Jacqueline. George. Why do you laugh every time I say Kasha?
Because I always say it differently in my head because I keep forgetting how to say it. Kasha, 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 Kasha. I'm just trying to, like...
It's a Cara Cara situation.
It's a Cara Cara Kasha. Bottom two, Angelia and Dominique.
Yes. Also, I'm happy Angelia leaves in this episode. I'm sorry because I hate saying her name.
She gave me nothing.
Yeah.
She's no Angelie.
Yeah, she's especially good. I want to say Angelie every time because Angelie is such an icon. Oh, we get more of her next season.
I know. Okay.
Angelia for having no emotional connection and being the prettiest girl in the room, but maybe not the best model. And Dominique's in the bottom for being completely unique, but not having a photo that reflects that. But guess what? She has a personality! So more that important. Saves her.
More important than being a good model.
It's true. Or just being a pretty girl. It's true. Basically what they say. So, bye, Angelia.
Bye, Angelia. Love you.
Deuces.
Episode 2?
Yes. It's called Alec Weck. Oh, love her.
So we go to the house and Molly's picture is displayed. Mm. And she's like, Nigel called me sexy. Hello. And then she explains that she was adopted. Mm-hmm. And then we get kind of a scene of Alexandria just being condescending to Nicole. And telling her she looks defeated in judging, and she needs to fake her confidence. Nicole looks like the girl in My Date with the President's Daughter.
Oh. Hold she's on. I know who you're talking about. And I think she's still famous. I love the fact that I hate, her. Stop listening to us, Google. I hate the fact that I had to, all I had to type is my DA and came up with my date with the president's daughter. So stop listening. Dabney Coleman is her name.
Yeah.
Dabney Coleman. Wow. Dabney Coleman could either be like, or wait, hold on. Not Dabney Coleman. Dabney Coleman is a man. Is the president. Yeah, I was going to say that. It sounds like an old white guy, and that is an old white guy. Elizabeth Harnoy.
Oh, it came right up for me, too. I don't love
fucking
that.
Fucking creepy Google. Elizabeth Harnoy is her name. It? Yes, you're right. Yes, you're totally correct.
Thank you.
And she's has a CBS career. Now. My date with the president's daughter.
We are all over the place tonight.
This is what happens when we do a late night record, guys.
We have to do it in the morning. Otherwise,
we just ramble because we have so many thoughts.
Distracted.
So then Andre and Dominique are sitting down and talking. And like, you know, Dominique asks if Andre has any siblings. And Andre's like, yeah, I got some siblings. And two of my brothers died. One of my brothers was murdered right before the prom. Mm-hmm. And I was like.
One was in a car crash. One was murdered.
Yeah.
And Dahlia and Dominique are sitting with her, and they're both eating, and they both, like, drop their pizza. They're both like, oh.
Wow.
Why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be here.
Yeah. She's like, I wanted to be there because my brothers didn't get, like, an opportunity like this.
Yeah.
And it's like, I get it.
I get how she rationalizes it.
It's too soon, girl.
No.
No, honey. You need to go to bed. Like, you need, this is not the good place for your mindset. Like, it's not. Like, no. And I'm
with your family.
I'm glad she makes the choice that she does later on in this episode. Yeah. Because it, like, I feel like.
And I'm glad they don't shame her for it. Well, like, same. They do a little, but not.
They just make sure that they point out that, like, this is extenuating circumstances. None of you, if any of you ever do this, we're not going to be this nice to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So they, then, like, they definitely had to force that thing with Nigel. Like, Nigel saying that.
Yeah, they made him say that. Mm-hmm.
So basically, then.
This is so dumb.
The next day, Tyra, who I guess is really just using Cycle 16 as a way of just boosting her reel, because she's just doing all kinds of character work, accent work, just auditioning for everything.
She walks in a chef's hat and apron and a French accent for no reason.
Yes.
And she introduces her nutritionist, Heather Bauer.
Right.
And explains to the girls the concept of Cheaties. Not Cheetos. Cheaties.
I wish it was Cheetos. Imagine Tyra explaining the concept of Cheetos to the world. So I found these puffy little corn candies.
And, like, I refuse to recap this. It's just them talking about food that's, like, bad for this you, is, but that's good for you.
Whenever I see eggplant parmesan, I think of this, though. Like, of this exact challenge.
Go ahead.
Because I don't know why, but yeah, they do stuff. But then there's a dumb fight that happens. What is this fight?
Oh, I love this. Okay, so,
So
Jacqueline and Monique are in the kitchen, and Dahlia, and they see, like, a little bowl with tinfoil around it, and there's, like, raw chicken in there. But it's not only raw chicken, because it's, like, congealed in some kind of jelly, so it's, I don't know what it is. Like,
I thought it was marinating.
Maybe it was marinating.
I thought it was marinade.
Perhaps it was.
And that's why it was covered. Like, it was marinade. I think they say that later on in the episode.
I never heard that, but that would make much more sense.
I think it was marinade.
So.
That's why I was like, this is such a weird argument.
Walks into the kitchen and is like, why is this raw chicken sitting out there? And Monique's like, it's been in the fridge for a few days.
That part I think is gross.
And then Dahlia's like, it needs to go in a plastic bag in the freezer if you're not going to use it. And I'm like, that's proper food handling.
Especially after, like, with chicken. Like, put that shit in the freezer after, like, 2 days. Like, yes, you don't want to fuck with chicken.
No.
No, chicken's gross.
And Alexandria, quote, says, I'm 21. I know that.
I know plenty of people over the age of 21 who don't know how to fucking cook.
But, like, honestly, finally a white girl blonde villain.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's the only thing I like about Alexandria, that she is the white girl villain. Like, they could not edit anyone out, like, her to be anything else this season.
Yes.
She gave them nothing else.
But, like, Alexandria and Dahlia just get in a yelling fight. And she's like, don't talk to me like that. And then you know the girls have had makeovers already because they're all wearing headscarves in their talking heads. And Alexandria goes in her talking head, wow, Dahlia, I feel so bad for you, and it's not going to be pleasant for you anymore in this house, at least not from me.
I took that note, too. I was like, she threatens her. I was like, wow. Like, I just don't think there's ever been a time when somebody has said, I feel bad for you, like, in that level of context where I haven't been like, I'm never going to be on your side.
No, because it's an I feel bad for you, and then she's like, because I'm gonna ruin your life.
Yeah, it's like, I feel bad for you for the shit that I'm about to do to you.
Yeah, it's a veil. It's very thinly veiled threat. It's a
thinly veiled threat. Mm-hmm. God. Because they pull that shit from The Bachelor all the time, and I'm like, I rewatched Nick Vile's season of The Bachelor, and I was like, I don't understand how anyone liked Corinne. Like, I just don't. I don't see how America was so enthralled by her. She's annoying as fuck.
Correct.
And, like, everything, she just gaslights people and then is like, I feel bad for you because you have to act like that. Like, ugh, God. Anyway, Tyra Mail.
Yes.
Tomorrow, you will face your worst critic.
Uh-oh.
So, God. The girls pull up to the Colony Theater in Burbank, and uh-oh. Nigel is there. She just go, ew.
It's Amanda's favorite week.
I do not count this as acting week. I count this as bullshit. Like, this
is so bullshit.
But they're going to learn how to emote and break down their emotional walls.
And confront their inner critic.
And it... Okay, so basically this acting teacher guy, Eugene Boyka, asks them some questions and, like, whatever. And then they have to draw a picture of their inner critic on an easel and then talk to it. And he, like, responds back as if he's their inner critic. And, like, they've done this before. Like, they did this in cycle two, with, because that's when, like, they did it in cycle seven, and that's when Carrie D admits that she, like, tried to kill herself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
and then in cycle two, they did it, because that's when they have to do, like, the repeating back thing. And you and I were like, this is so emotional. Like, we did not expect to, like, cry this much. Because it's like, yeah, but because I just remember, like, it was, like, Mercedes and Shandy. And yes, Shandy's talking about all of her trauma. And, like, Mercedes is, like, sobbing. And she has to repeat all this stuff back to her.
Oh, my God, I forgot
they,
about this.
They have done this before, and it's been more emotionally nuanced. But for some reason, they angle all of their critics being, like, critics of their modeling potential instead of being critics of, like, their... lives. And it's like, your inner critic gets at you all the time. Your emotional vampire is what they're called.
I wrote down Die Vampire Die.
Mm-hmm. Die Vampire. Speaking of, did I tell you I'm going to see Title Show next week?
Oh my God, good for you. Yes, you did. You texted me.
I'm super pumped. Anyway, so, but my favorite one of all of them is...
I know what it's going to be. You think... You got to do the impression.
Okay.
Oh no.
Okay. Like, I'm not gonna be able to get
through. She can't make it.
Okay. 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 You think you can't model because you're a baby face and people tell you that your voice is too high.
It's like, oh, Amanda fell. Girl down. Man down. Manda down. It's amplified because hers, it's the first Molly talking about how she's unwanted.
Right.
Jacqueline's baby voice, and then Andre crying about her murdered brother. And they put it, they sandwich it in between all of it. And it's just like, no! It's not good.
You can't model because you're a baby face.
You've got a baby face and your voice is too high. And then
yes, Andre gets up there. And is
and
like,
then I realize Andre's from Muskegon.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Muskegon.
And that Muskegon is roof stoof. Muskegon's hard.
I think of Muskegon as like a skiing place. I'm not a skier, and I've never been there. I don't know why I think of it like that.
It is, but also Muskegon is very, very like... Roof. Like one, yeah, it's rough stuff. Like it's a rough part of town, like especially
where
on the west side. It's on the west side of Michigan. It's between Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids.
Oh, okay.
It's yeah, but like Muskegon is definitely like I wouldn't want to be black in Muskegon. How about that?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah,
oh, west side of the state. Yeah.
West side of the state. Okay. Yeah, like just think about that mindset, and then like yeah. Make it rougher. Like, there's a lot of drugs in Muskegon.
Fuck.
And so, yeah. I think it put a little bit of context into for that, for me, at least. But anyway, Andre, when she gets up there, like, everyone is crying. And I was crying, because I was like, damn. Like, this girl is not emotionally ready. Like, she's 18 years old, and, like, getting thrown in, like, had a huge emotional trauma, and then all of these things happen, and then gets thrown into, like, a high stakes, high stress environment like this.
Yeah.
No, she needs to go home.
She needs to go home. She needs to get out of there.
But the thing is, well, after they unpack all of their emotional trauma, they get earrings!
I love this. I love these challenges where everybody just wins something. They had it, like, with the Aaron Wasson jewelry, and now they get just a free pair of earrings.
I know! They just get shit all the time!
I think it's because they emotionally tortured them in casting week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're like, don't sue.
Please don't sue us for your PTSD. Then they do a
group hug, and we get this shot of, like, Alexandria walking around and, like, just hovering her arm over Nigel. Like, not
she's
touching.
Like, she's like hover hands.
Hover hands.
Hover hands. Like.
But, so we go back to the house, and Andre calls her boyfriend, and it's just like, I thought I was going to be mentally strong enough to deal with this, but I am definitely not. And he's like, whatever you want to do, we support you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, his undertone is like, yes, get out of
we
there.
We, this is what we've been done known. Like,
yeah, like, we knew this all along. Please, how can we please come home. This situation?
Please come home. Also, I hate to say this. If you had told me that Andre and Lulu from Cycle 13 were the same person, I probably would believe you.
Oh, because the bangs.
Because the bangs and the general, like, existence. Something about it. Like, I don't know why. And this is not me being like, all black people look the same, guys. I'm black. I'm saying, like, they look
alike.
That
doesn't mean anything. I'm just kidding.
It doesn't mean anything if you're black.
Fuck.
Guys!
You guys!
I'm sorry.
Tire mail.
Did we have a tire mail for this photo shoot? I literally went back twice.
I don't think we did. I just wrote it down because we just appeared at the photo shoot, and I was like, we must have had one.
No, because I did the same thing. I literally went back, because I was like, because we went to the photo shoot, and I was like, did I miss something? And I went back twice.
Okay.
Just to make sure there wasn't one.
We just arrived.
I think they're doing less tire mails this season.
Honestly, we got one last week. Complaining about it.
I'm cool with this. I love the poetry.
that PA got fired. No, that PA got killed by the girls.
That PA got into Iowa writing school.
That PA had to tell the girls they were actually eliminated, and they trampled her.
That's what it was. That's true.
So, photo shoot, we meet Mr. J, and he's like, you're going to be working with the busiest bees in the business.
That PA went and wrote this dialogue, honestly. Wrote this shit.
On her deathbed.
I got it from her deathbed. From, like, literally they called her. They were like, can you just do, like, one more thing for us?
We need, like, a... Never mind. So they're like, you're going to be wearing jewelry that have pheromones to attract bees in them. And your photographer is...
My hot Amanda's boyfriend, Micah. I was screaming because we haven't seen him in 3 seasons.
We haven't seen him in so long.
We haven't seen him in so long. Welcome back, baby. Welcome back, bitch. Oh, it's 2 seasons. I took that note. Sorry, guys. But I love you, baby. Welcome home. Welcome back into my arms.
So Jacqueline's like, I'm allergic to bees. And I'm like, no, Jacqueline. You shouldn't be doing this.
I'm like, anytime anyone says they're allergic to bees, I get a very, very, very big emotional throwback to the most traumatic... Girl. I mean, my girl...
His glasses.
I can't. Don't even say that word, those words to me. I'm emotionally traumatized.
I'm sorry.
Can't do
without
glasses.
Stop.
God, now I'm crying!
They're going to put cotton in the girls' ears and nose so the bees don't go up there.
Oh, God.
But they are going to crawl into all the girls' shirts.
Yeah. I would have hated this. I would have hated this. This is not my favorite thing. No. And I love bees. I'm like the girl who's like, save the bees. We gotta care, like, take care of the bees because otherwise the environment's gonna die. But, like, this is a no from me, dog.
It's a no from me, dog.
But, yeah. So, basically, Nicole's first, right?
Yes.
I think. Yeah, Nicole's first and she looks sleepy. Like, she's not awake. She's not present. Hannah is freaking out. And she was just emotional. Like, she was just emotional from the day before, right?
Yeah. She was emotional, and it's, like, high pressure. She mm-hmm. can't stop crying. Monique calls her pathetic.
Yeah. That's what I love. I'm sorry. The word pathetic is one of my favorite words in the English language, because there's so... If you use it, it hits. It slaps.
Like, it says a lot.
Like, if you get described as pathetic, it says so much. As a girl who used it in, like, someone, I have used the word pathetic to people that I love, and their reaction always hurts hard. Like, it's, like, worse than anything else I've ever said. Like, calling people pathetic hearts. No. Anyway, Molly.
Yes.
Finally gives intensity. Gorgeous. I love that little headpiece. That thing.
Amazing. The, like,
crown. I love that.
Dahlia's eyes are dead.
Yeah. Brittany.
Directs the camera.
Like, stares that camera down. Is like, I am here to slay.
I love how much they love Brittany. Jay's like, she is a consummate professional.
Mm-hmm. Because she knows what she's fucking doing.
Because she's amazing.
Pretty amazing.
And then Andre just can't connect. Mm-hmm. She fell flat.
Poor Andre. Pre-panel?
Yeah.
I feel like that photo, there's so many more girls than we talked about in their photo shoot. Like, I guess
they weren't interesting enough.
Guess not. SARS. Pre-panel is Tyra getting dressed on set and Andre Leontali being like, I am horrified.
Yeah, just being like, you're a lot.
Wow. Like, wow. That is a choice. And in panel, Alec Weck is our guest judge. If you don't know who Alec Weck is, what's wrong with you? Because, like, I mean, Alec Weck is Alec Weck. Like, there's just, I can't even begin. It's like Kate Moss. Like, Alec Weck is Alec Weck.
Alec Weck is Alec Weck.
She's a supermodel. She's Sudanese. She is black, chocolate, dark. Ugh, giving the chocolate girls a moment in the spotlight. Yes. Yes.
So they have Andre go first, and they're like, wow, you look stunning. And she's like, thank you so much, I know. So I'm just not feeling it, and, like, I'm really blessed to be here, but it doesn't feel like it's the right time for me. I'm going through a lot, and I just can't handle it. And you watch the light from Tyra's eyes drain and her face fall, she knows this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. She was like,
you know, she was prepared for this.
To milk that trauma.
Yeah.
For my
she's
youth.
Ready to play victim. And she's like, well, you know, as judges, we have to evaluate you. Our hands are tied. As judges, it's our moral duty to still evaluate you. And if your photo is the worst, then we won't eliminate anybody else. But if it's not the worst, then we will have a double elimination.
Have we had a girl quit?
Yes, absolutely.
Who quit?
Oh, so many.
Ebony?
Yeah.
Well, Ebony then quit in the middle of her judging.
We've had girls quit at the beginning of them.
But, I feel like this rule is very arbitrary. Like, this rule is really arbitrary.
Oh, that we have to, to still judge you?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know Tyra. She makes up every rule as she goes along.
Yeah. But basically, if Andre has the worst photo that week, there will be no elimination. But if it isn't, then there is going to be one. And as we know, they would love to have a double elimination, because that means they have another bed.
Yes.
All the girls have a bed at that point. Duh. So, Kasha's first, and her shot is gorgeous, fashion, and art. Excuse me. At the same time. Gorgeous. Michaela. Holy shit.
I mean, insane.
She I gagged.
Clean, striking. But then Tyra's like, your other film was not good, though.
I know. That's what I think her problem is.
Dominique. They're like, elegant, stunning. But again, your other film was not up to par.
Mm-hmm. Brittany is unusual, strong, and different. I love the fact that she's hunched over. And she's just, like, looking back at you like, hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch. Like a Russian queen. I stan. Jacqueline is surprisingly great. Why is it surprising? Jacqueline's great.
But she's wonderful. Don't like her hands. They're not crazy about her hands.
Dahlia. Dahlia has her eyes closed.
Because in every picture with her eyes open, she looked insane in a bad way.
Yuck. Alexandria is a gorgeous ice queen, standing there like Jim Morrison, arms out, modeling H2T, bitch. George's photo needs more strength. I liked it. But, like, except for that dead hand.
I liked it. I liked the angle.
Yeah, same. But, like, except for that dead hand. It was weird. But yes, Molly's shot is warrior-esque, but they're like, we need you to do even more.
More neck.
More neck.
Longer. Nicole still looks older than she is.
Yep. Hannah.
I don't know if I agree with that.
With Nicole?
Yeah. I mean, she's like a white blonde girl, so she's just going to age really poorly. But, sorry, was that a read?
Slammed. Yeah, that was a read. Like, that was that wasn't even a read. That was pure shade.
I'm sorry.
Because, like, a read you can do something about. Like shade is just the truth.
It's the truth.
I'm sorry. A read is something you can fix. Shade is just the truth. Like,
I don't know what else to say now. Hannah Lee, poor thing, crying. But then they're like, but it's actually amazing.
I loved it.
It's her hands, beautiful.
Her hands, like, oh my god, neck.
The elegance of it.
Elegant. Like, she looked, like, fearless, even though she was crying. Amazing. Monique. Oh my god.
Oh, this is my favorite.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
ALT's like, oh, absolutely.
Did you write down what he said?
He goes, Shanghai hijacked.
Okay. He wrote verbatim, you look like a fabulous woman from the Shanghai having a fabulous life of the Shanghai of the other day when we were in the Shanghai.
No, he does not say
that. That's exactly what he says. I will pull it up.
No, please don't. I can't handle it. And then they're like, by the way, you look like Shalom Harlow, if you don't know.
Yes. Basically, yes. Yeah. Deliberation?
Yes.
Okay. Michaela has the best bone structure.
Brittany is an alien.
Yes. And you would put this in your salon, wherever you can buy a salon, which is at your local drugstore.
Your hands are a no, but overall extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. Kasha is interesting, and the photo looks like she's looking right at you. It's like a Mona Lisa.
Alexandria.
I have no notes. Oh, I have Dahlia next. That's why. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dahlia might be a one-shot wonder.
Yes. And then Alexandria, no impact for Andre, but Nigel likes it.
Yep. George is giving them a different time period.
But dead hand.
Dead hand. Molly needs to be giving more and stand out more. Like, I feel like Molly's more of a basic white girl than Nicole is. You know?
But Molly was adopted, so that's, like, her storyline.
Sure.
That's what she uses to be interesting. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
Like, Nicole doesn't have
Molly
at all. Nicole might have an extremely interesting backstory, but she just hasn't told us about it.
Yeah. Molly gets the Jenna edit.
She does get the Jenna edit.
She gets the Jenna edit
being
of
the
being
mean girl.
The tough girl. Yeah, the girl with no warmth. The girl whose personality might get in the way, you know.
Like, just sardonic and,
sarcastic.
Yeah.
Negative.
Negative, yes. She's pessimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Dominique.
Gorgeous.
Ambiguous. Mm-hmm. She would work.
And she, Nicole photographs old despite being young and fresh.
Hannah's magic.
Magic queen. And Andre's nerves had gotten the best of her in her photograph, but it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
No, it's not. Call it order?
Hannah, Brittany, Monique, Michaela, Kasha, Dominique, George, Alexandria, Jacqueline, Molly, and the bottom two? Perhaps, we don't know, because we don't know how many photos Tyra's holding.
It's true.
Are Nicole and Dahlia.
Exactly. So, Nicole for looking like a teenager in person, but a TV teenager in photos. I just like the way they worded that. Like, yeah, I was like, that's a slam. And Dahlia for having amazing bone structure, but not having good photos. And Dahlia is safes. Savers. I know. Thank God. Sorry.
But there's a weird moment where they have Andre's picture up and they're like, is this the worst picture in the competition? If it is, everybody stays. And I'm like, don't say it's the worst. Like, don't drag Andre when you just left. Like, please.
I know.
They didn't, thank God. But
I know. I know, right? It was very aggressive. It was very next level. Yeah. So,
Where are they now?
Where are they now? Yes. Hold on. I have it open right here. Okay. So the beginning of the season, or where are they now, are really fucking boring. I won't even lie to you. Like,
okay,
they are.
We'll do the Cliff Notes version.
According to Nick and Nicole, who you'll probably forget mid-season, actually had one of the shadiest and worst edits I've ever seen in the history of the show. Oh, first thing to note is that she was up there with Kasha in terms of pre-show success. She modeled in Singapore for a while and was in Elle, Chic, Lux, Style magazine, and even had a MasterCard ad.
Oh my
and
God.
Yet she was the second out. And well, at first, if you notice really carefully, Nicole was the only girl we didn't see performing in the bubble runway challenge. And something notable that was Nicole had never been told about looking old in her photos by clients before, so she found it odd that the judges were even saying it. And even better, the inner critic exercise the next episode, they made it seem like everyone won, but actually, in fact, Nicole was declared the winner of the challenge by Nigel, and that's why she congratulated herself so much at confessionals. But they edited her out to make her look like she's much more of a filler girl. And at the B photo shoot, Jay asked her if she was awake for a reason. This photo shoot happened the day after the challenge, and the girls only had 10 minutes to be ready once they woke up. And that's why everyone calls her one of the most robbed early boots on the show ever.
Wow. Oh, that is some piping hot tea.
Yes. Yes. Okay, hold on. Sorry. There we go. So, plenty of tea. Plenty of tea. So, Anjali's career was just like her on the show. It was whatever. She signed to Posh Models, P-O-S-C-H-E, like Melissa Gorga. Posh Models in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She did 89 tests, 69 little local catalogs, modeled for Gold Coast Magazine in 2014, and a bicycle brand called Deco Bike. That's it.
All right.
Andre even did less modeling than that. She did one magazine called Brune in 2013 and 58 tests until 2016. That's it.
Nice.
She also has a private Instagram, so we didn't know what she's up to. Nicole's career is a little confusing because most of the modeling she did after the show was actually pre-show photos that fans dug up on the internet. She actually didn't have a big career because she said that she wanted to do the show to be one of the last things to do before retiring. Mm-hmm. Slam, Tyra. Slam. Slam! And in 2008 to 2010, she was in Elle, Chic, Lux, and Style magazine, and MasterCard ad in Singapore. But she also modeled for Prestige, Orlando Home and Leisure, New You, The Island Show, blah, blah, blah. After, she modeled for Grand Park Orchard Hotel, Jazz Couture, and took about 80 tests. She has about 180 photos in total. Right now, nowadays, what do you think she's doing nowadays?
Mom?
She's a pediatric cardiac ICU nurse.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I was like, wouldn't have guessed.
I would have said that she was a nurse, totally. But, like, you said she was a mom, so works with children. And she recently became engaged to her husband, Charles.
She recently became engaged to her husband.
Fiancé.
Okay.
I read what Nick wrote. He said husband.
Okay, I'm sorry. cool.
Take it up with him.
Never. We love him. Cool.
Great.
Would you like to do our social media, Amanda?
Yes, please. Guys, you can find us at americasnexttopbestfriend.com. All of our social media links are over there, including our Twitter and our Facebook. All that stuff. Please like us. All that stuff. Whatever. Send us an email at nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. We always like to read your emails, and we like to hear when we're making your day good or bad or whatever. Leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars. Otherwise, I don't give a fuck. And in terms of me, you can, until this Friday, read my work at marieclaire.com. And I know I'm very sad about this, guys, but it's not like I'm getting fired. It's seasonal. Other than that, you can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Loch Ness Manda, and I will let you guys know what I'm doing after this, because hopefully at some point this week I'll know too. Okay, Hillary, go ahead.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Hilarious123. Are you ready?
Yes.
You shut up.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.